One final note here about Newt Gingrich and presidential history. Lately, the former speaker has been calling Mitt Romney the weakest frontrunner in modern times. He did so on this program a few weeks ago.
He is the weakest frontrunner in modern times, despite outspending the rest of us by more than 3-1.
And last week on CNN, he clarified that.
The fact is, Romney's probably the weakest Republican frontrunner since Leonard Wood in 1920.
So Newt Gingrich raises a very, very important question, and that is, who is Leonard Wood?
Good question. This has probably been the best week for Leonard Wood in about the last 80 years.
That's presidential historian Michael Beschloss.
Leonard Wood was a general, very close friend of Theodore Roosevelt. They did the Rough Riders together. They were in the Battle of San Juan Hill in Cuba. He was also a doctor. Wood was running for president before the 1920 Republican convention and was thought to be a shoo-in.
Was Leonard Wood among the weakest frontrunners in American history?
He was in this sense, because a lot of people thought he was going to be nominated. There were 4 ballots. He reached his peak and flamed out. He finally lost the nomination to Warren Harding, the senator from Ohio, one of the worst presidents in American history. So what Newt Gingrich is essentially saying is,
I'm Warren Harding.
I'm going to be Harding. I think he would consider it slander if it was said by someone else.
Michael, we actually unearthed a recording of Leonard Wood giving a speech. This is on Americanism. That's the theme of the speech. Let's listen to it. This is from 1920.
Americanization must be taken up earnestly and systematically. America first must be stamped on every heart.
Okay, a little bit difficult to understand, but he's talking about Americanization, that everybody needs to speak the language of the Declaration of Independence. Nobody should be waving the red flag, which is a major threat to American democracy. What kind of candidate was he?
Not a great one. If you hear that voice, even in 1920, that's not exactly a barn-burning speech or huge personality.
With equality of privilege and opportunity goes equality of obligation. In war and in peace.
But he had been in Cuba, he had been in the Philippines, and one of the things he felt very strongly was those places should be Americanized. There were a lot of people who felt the same way in 1920.
What happens to Leonard Wood?
Well, Harding owed him a lot, because if Wood had not been such a bad candidate, Harding would not have been president.
Yeah.
The result was Wood got what he really wanted, which was to be Governor General of the Philippines. He died in 1927, but ultimately got a terrific military fort, which still exists in Missouri.
Yeah, Fort Leonard Wood.
Indeed.
Do you think the Romney-Wood comparison is apt?
It's apt in this respect. If Mitt Romney makes it to Tampa and he has not got a locked-in majority of those delegates, he could actually compete with Leonard Wood for being the weakest front-runner. And if that happens, a good chance that Romney will not be nominated, and there could be a dark horse like Warren Harding or someone a lot better who ends up getting that nomination.
That's presidential historian Michael Beschloss. Michael, thanks.
My pleasure, Guy.
Coming up, what does the warm weather tell us about the recent good economic news? Well, some economists say a lot. Stay with us. That's next on All Things Considered from NPR News.